You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
John Wall steps back for a three. And the rebound is tapped around. Wall gets it back, lays it up and in. He is so athletic.
You're listening to BetQL Daily with Joe Ostrowski, Joe Giglio, and Aaron Hawksworth from BetQL.
Welcome back. BetQL Daily right here on the BetQL Network. Joe O, Joe G, Aaron Hawksworth with you on a Wednesday. Lots to get to today. Pam Maldonado is going to join us later on, talk some tennis. Pam, of course, from Yahoo Sportsbook. We'll go off the board in a few minutes. Right now, though, as we sit here on the eve here of NBA free agency, let's talk about the futures market and how all of this could impact what we have. So we already know the Jalen Brunson thing is all but done. Brunson's going to be a Knick. They're going to overpay him. Certain people on our network here are going to convince themselves this is an okay thing. It is obviously not. And we're going to debate whether the Knicks number moves from 150-1 to win the title to down to even, you know, just a little bit less than that. We'll talk about that. But there's more out there, NBA free agency. The DeAndre Ayton thing is interesting, Joe. You brought up yesterday you're 22-1 on Ayton to move teams and end up with the Nets. And, you know, there's some players out there. What is going to happen with Bradley Beal? It sounds like Harden's going to opt in and re-sign today, but we're going to find out in the next couple of days how all this shifts the market right now for NBA futures.
Yeah. Just make sure you're paying attention to Mark Stein's Substack. Maybe you can get the latest on that. The
locked and loaded.
Here's a bet I saw last night that moved a lot on with these NBA free agency. You've got to act quickly because the numbers move. And once they start to move, most of these sports books end up taking them down. So what we saw last night was Zach LaVine's next team. That was also added. I saw it at one place. Didn't see it everywhere. Kind of like the Ayton thing. So Zach LaVine's next team. Arturis Karnišovas said all day the other day, and he does not speak much. When he speaks, he doesn't say much. He's like, Zach's coming back. The second this thing starts, Zach's coming back. In so many words. And Woj tweeted the exact same thing yesterday, maybe early afternoon. Last night, a sportsbook had Zach LaVine's next team to be the Bulls as a favorite for obvious reasons, because he's coming back to the Bulls. Everybody's saying, the newsmakers are saying, the Bulls are saying. It was minus 250. Now it's minus 500. A ton of people bet that last night. So LaVine's not going anywhere. Is there still value in minus 500? I don't know. I liked it at minus 250, but minus 500, I'm not laying $5. But I was just shocked with that Woj information out there. Everything the front office was saying that it was, I don't know if it was posted at minus 250, but if for it to be hanging at minus 250 for so long, I found that surprising.
Can I just bring up that I think it's ridiculous that the Clippers are the favorites at 6-1 to win the NBA championship? I'm sorry, but do we? Okay, Kawhi tore his ACL. John Wall, same thing. Paul George, UCL. Do we think these guys are going to play that much or stay healthy and they are the favorites?
No, I'm with you.
Overreaction.
There are some sports books that I think they don't know what to do. So they're just kind of adjusting numbers based on these very early bets. I was looking at one this morning, and we're used to saying co-favorites. That's completely normal. I saw a book that has four different teams, all the same odds at the top, all 6-1, because they don't know what to do.
Yeah.
Because they don't know what's going to happen. But they're willing to post it because they're going to take some bets. I guess there's some speculation right now, even though this year, maybe I'll be – hopefully I'm wrong. It feels like it's going to be pretty boring in free agency, right?
Yeah, unless there's a trade, maybe.
I hope I'm wrong, too. I need some drama. It's just not enough for me right now.
That's what the NBA is good for. It's good for
Dylan Brunson.
Jalen Brunson.
I'm calling Dylan Brooks Jalen Brunson. Wow, what is going on? I need coffee. But yeah, that does nothing in terms of moving the needle for me.
Is Dylan Brunson better or Jalen Brunson? I like Jalen Brunson.
Are we sure Jalen Brunson is not a player somewhere across some team?
He might be.
So you need a nitro cold brew with the quickness.
No, you're slap happy. It's the last day of school, right?
Yeah.
I'm seeing the Clippers at BetMGM at +325 to win the West. Has everyone lost their minds? Has anyone watched this team play for 2 years? I mean, Aaron, you're right. They're above the Suns and the Mavericks. Guess what the Suns and Mavericks' best players do? They play. They actually take the court. Luka and Devin Booker. The Grizzlies are 8-1. Why are the Grizzlies that far behind the Clippers? The Clippers didn't make the playoffs, or they made that dumb play and didn't get out of that.
Here's what it is. Because people are going to look at it. They've been betting the Clippers for years, if healthy, and they're going to do it again because they don't want to miss out. That's why the number's so short. I don't think it's the idea of probability. I think it's that if they raise that number to double digits, people are going to bet it because of the history of the players on that team.
I mean, I was texting with a friend who's really into sports, and because I was preparing for if we do this, championship parlay. And so I was like, yeah, like talking about NBA championship, I threw out some teams, and he was like, yeah, I think the Clippers. And I was like, what is with everyone in the Clippers right now? Like, I am so mad. I just don't see it.
Well, let's do this. Because I think part of the reason is also that the East is wide open. And we've been talking this morning about a lot of teams we hate in the West. And I think it's fair. Like, I'm not betting on the Lakers. Joe G might, if the number's right. I'm not betting on the Lakers. I'm not betting on the Clippers. Utah is going to take a step back. Maybe it's going to be a complete reboot. We'll see. Well,
Nuggets won't be that good either, I don't think. They'll be in the mix, but I don't think they're going to be contenders.
They're going to be Nuggets, right? 4 or 5.
Yeah.
It'd be the Nuggets thing. Well, somebody's going to win it. There's going to be a good team there.
Right.
I don't want to say repeat. I really don't. Yeah. I don't want the repeat thing. Well, who's it open for? Who's going to make a run then?
Mavs, Grizz. Suns. I mean, the Suns could be right there again, and the Warriors. It's open, and it's just not as strong as the East, where you have a much better rosters.
How are the Suns if they move on from Ayton?
Is it going to make that much of a difference?
Does that change your ceiling?
Well, and also, what are they replacing him with, right? We joked yesterday about the Nets, possibility of the Nets trade, whether it be Ben Simmons or Joe Harris. I mean, if they get something back, I think they'll be fine because, I mean, he's a big man. I know he's a good player, but I don't know. Do they make that much of a difference anymore in the NBA with wins and losses? Like on a team that's guard-driven anyway with Paul and Booker, I think they'll be okay.
Are the Grizzlies' numbers too short?
Yeah, I like Grizzlies at 21. I mean, I don't have a problem with that. Too. Just as much as I like the Mavericks yesterday. I mean, that's a good number, a pretty good number for a team that almost could have was right there to beat the Warriors.
Mavs or Grizzlies? Yeah, I was just gonna go Mavs or Grizzlies. Which one would you bet?
Grizzlies until I see what the Mavericks do to replace Brunson. I know we're kidding about Brunson. He's going to get overpaid, but like he did average 21 a game in the playoffs. They need to replace him to help Luka.
Same number. They're both 21-1. And I think that's a good range.
Well, because also we know that Mark Cuban can be super aggressive in free agency. Like if there's an opportunity.
What did the Grizzlies need? What's their
another shooter, right?
Yeah. Well, they need Ja to stay healthy, but yeah, another shooter would be helpful. There is some inconsistency from the outside there. They can do that.
Selling a little or a lot. Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage, Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
It feels like doesn't it feel like the natural progression is they take the next step? They're in the Western Conference,
but they need
finals.
Like one more piece.
If you're betting one of those two teams, I would go with Memphis, because it feels like forever we're talking about the piece Dallas is missing, the very important one. And they try, but they just haven't hit yet.
Yeah, and let's not let the loss of the playoffs distract from what they did during the regular season. They won 56 games. Like, even just a little bump for the Grizzlies, they're in the 60s. Like, if they win four more games, they win 60 games next year. That's, you know, you're talking about a team that can win the championship at that point. All right, let me throw this at you guys. Would you rather bet, because Aaron brought up the Clippers to win the title at 6-1 or the Lakers at 27-1?
Oh.
The Lakers because of the value, probably.
God. I mean, it's Lakers. It's easy.
Yeah.
After the biggest disappointment ever. Yeah.
If they were both at 6-1, I would probably say, why not go with the Clippers? But if you're getting 27-1, I would take the Lakers at that.
Where's LeBron at this point after getting embarrassed last year? Where do you think he's at mentally? Is he still at the point in his career he's in the lab, or is he working on his post-basketball career?
I think he's just hanging on by a thread until his son makes it to the NBA so he can say he played, and now he's got Scottie Pippen's son on his team. I think it's just – I just don't think he's – mentally as locked in as he used to be. I just think he's just holding on as long as he can till his son gets to the NBA.
Yeah.
Do you think there's one more left? I don't know if he's going to win a title, but like one more run, one more May and June with LeBron James as part of it. I do think there's
one more. I could see one more, but I could also see a situation where he doesn't play much at all during the regular season and doesn't quite still have it in the playoffs.
Speaking of one more guy. Did you hear what he threw out the other day? I mean, he throws a lot of stuff out there.
He throws a lot of stuff out there.
But as far as LeBron's future, it's not so much for this year, but he said to keep an eye on the Cavs the next 3 weeks, because if if they extend three of their players, which they can, they would cap themselves out for next year. But if they kind of slow play it with those guys, they could create create cap space for next year. LeBron's a free agent after this season. Goes back to Cleveland one more time.
Why would he do that?
Because they have young players who are good.
Wasn't this a thing last year, too?
Yeah, it was.
Yeah.
At the All-Star game, he said he wouldn't rule it out one more return or something.
Yeah, they always say they're not going to rule anything out. But he went back, and he won the championship. I don't know. I just don't see why. Don't you want that to be the legacy, bringing the championship? Right.
I mean, I don't think I would do it, but I mean, this guy bounces around every few years anyway.
He's got everything going on in LA too. It feels like he's just went to LA because that's where he's gonna spend his post basketball career. It's just about the.
You know what's interesting though? So Scottie Pippen Jr. Was interviewed yesterday as he's preparing to play for the Lakers in summer league. And they are asking him, like, what's it like, you know, playing with LeBron? Like, you know, obviously the family connection. He's like, yeah, I've known this guy. He's like, although LeBron told me he was not going to bring his kids to Sierra Canyon, the high school that Bronny goes to, that Scottie Pippen Jr. went to. He goes, I'm going to have to ask him about that. So maybe it, maybe there is a part of him that didn't want to, wasn't fully committed to going to LA, you know, like maybe he could go back. I just thought that was a little interesting that he was like, yeah, LeBron said he's not going to bring his kids here. And then he ended up doing it. He's like, I'm going to ask him about that.
That
I saw that yesterday.
Is Scottie Jr. going to be on the roster?
I don't know.
Well, I guess we'll find out. So I guess he could make it the back end of the roster. You know who else they have in that, like trying to make the team? Sharif O'Neal, Shaquille O'Neal's son.
Really?
He's 22 years old. I feel so old. Shaq's kid and Scottie Pippen's kid are playing together on the Lakers.
With LeBron on the Lakers. Yeah, it's crazy.
Yeah. It took like feeling old. It took a while. I am recovered from the softball game last weekend, by the way, now.
The slide.
Slider. There's still a piece of a scab hanging around.
Oh. That's an image.
It's okay to keep some things to yourself.
You ever had a scab?
I mean, we've all had scabs.
But I didn't hear the image of a hanging scab on your back or hip.
A piece of a scab. There's something about
it's gone. It's gone. It must have happened last shower. Okay.
Oh, great.
Again, it's okay to keep some things to yourself.
Well, it's got like the, because it wasn't getting sun like the rest of the leg. It's almost like the wrist. Almost. That's how it's looking. Fresh skin. Feeling good.
It took you a full week to recover from a slide in a softball game?
Almost.
Yeah. Okay.
I think it was the whole thing. I don't know. Like, yeah, I went off on a sprint the other day. I was like, ooh, I felt that one. It's like, that was
you went off on a sprint.
Tear an ACL out there or something.
I was playing a scrimmage baseball game.
Right.
You know, at the end, we were having fun. It was adults versus kids. And then, you know, so I'm the pitcher. Somebody tried to steal home on me. I'm like, my best chances here is to run at them instead of throwing because somebody's going to drop it. So I went for the run and there was a collision.
Is the kid okay?
Kid's fine. Kid's fine. Okay. He avoided me with everything he could. Joe, he slid in his shorts.
Joe was just out here trucking kids in Little League. It's just, what are we doing here?
Dude, I can't help it.
Does that surprise any of us?
I start competing and it comes back. It's been fun. I
knew something was up when you're like, I need some type of competition. I need to like get in a bowl. Yeah, I was like, man, what's up with Joe? Oh, he's got to blow off some steam or something.
Those competitive fires. This is why LeBron won't leave.
It's a long season.
Won't leave.
I need success on some. I need success on some level.
The great athletes, they won't go home. Joe Giraldo, Becky Well Daily, right here on the Becky Well Network.